techno music pumped from the large speakers around the booth where a DJ spun live in the bright sunshine. The space in front of it, a writhing mass of flesh where bodies in swimsuits undulated as they danced to the beat. Some partiers sat and tanned on plush lounge chairs. Others stood and talked in the cool water of the crowded pool, the water barely visible with the number of people packed into it. The bars at the front and back of the club were crowded with those waiting to get drinks. It was a usual Thursday afternoon at the Marquee Day Club in Las Vegas. Geneva slipped off the thin white linen cover-up she wore to expose the hot orange and gold bikini beneath as she surveyed her hunting ground. A pleased smile spread across her lips as she took in the lush crop of gleaming male muscles that glistened with a fine sheen of sweat in the 100-degree heat. She couldn't help the mental chop-licking in her head. It had been 4 whole days since her last encounter with a victim, although she'd never really believed it to be the right word. Her mother always used it, albeit jokingly, and it had become habit for her to use it too. She started to slip her way through the packed bodies to the bar on the far side. Before she'd gone 2 steps, a hand tapped her on the arm.
"Are you coming to join us?"
asked a male voice in a friendly tone. She turned to examine him through her dark sunglasses. He was good-looking, with short brown hair, and definitely in shape.
"Join you?"
He smiled.
"Yes, I saw you come in, and I thought you were coming to join us. We're right here."
He motioned to 2 lounge chairs littered with damp towels, personal belongings, and about 10 people, mostly men, crowded around the buckets of ice that contained their bottle service. He was American, judging by the accent, and Caucasian. He might do. She decided to play along with his ruse for a moment, although it was one of the worst pickup lines she'd ever heard.
"Sure, I'll join you. But first, tell me who's getting married."
He raised his eyebrows in surprise.
"How did you know?"
She could spot a bachelor party from a mile away. She shrugged, cocked her head to the side, and gave him a nice smile.
"Just a feeling."
"Well, it's me, actually," he said. "I'm getting married."
"Congratulations."
"So come join us. I'll get you a drink."
"I will. But I need to find my friends first. Will you be right here?"
He brightened and nodded.
"Okay. See you soon,"
she lied, and wandered off into the crowd. She wasn't meeting any friends, but had no intention of joining their party. Bachelor parties would seem like easy game, but they were a pain. Usually more than half the men were married, which you'd think would make them an easy target if it wasn't for all the guilt hang-ups. She wasn't in the mood to deal with that tonight. The other problem was that members of bachelor parties usually got so sodding drunk they became worthless later, and that just wouldn't do. Today she was in the mood for someone who could and would perform, someone who had the energy she craved. She was stopped several more times by men as she made her way to the bar. When she ordered her drink, she didn't pay because another man stepped in to pay for her. She accepted his generosity with a smile and some conversation, but then moved on. He wasn't what she was looking for. Her slim form slipped gracefully through the crowd, and she chatted with men here and there. A couple she spoke to were acceptable, but she wasn't about to make a final decision until she'd looked them all over. There was plenty of time, hours in fact, until the club closed so the staff could clean up for the night. She would definitely have her pick tonight with this crowd. There were people from all over the world. One minute she talked with a man from London, and then the next minute, one from South Africa. She sipped through the straw of her drink as she flirted with a tall German.
"Where are you from?" he asked. "I can't place your accent. It's very exotic."
She was from nowhere, really. Her mother had liked to travel.
"My father was in the military," she said.
That always seemed to make sense to people.
"We moved around and lived in several different countries when I was growing up."
She actually hadn't a clue who her father was. She'd never met him. He nodded in understanding. She could feel his eyes travel over her body, and she returned the favor with a scan of her own.